kissing. Greetings. This is the man you committed your life to, and you have turned him into the automatically deleted husband. I'm still very much in love with you. And have, you know, my only desire is reconciliation. But, you know, I've said that before. One of the concerns dealt with the people within Venco. This is the group out of New Zealand, the U.S. representatives. And I have a machine here. There's a couple more in Georgia, at least two, apparently maybe even three, and plus four more that were installed at a store. What was it, Wednesday or whatever? And I can communicate with a fine. You know, that's easy, except they have techniques to lock us out. So we can't do certain things. And the communications with them has been ridiculous. And this has been going on for a year. Why we've continued, I don't know. But it brings to mind a lot of things. These are the techniques that are used in order to keep the smaller players out. And you could see with a well-funded organization that especially middle management, they want to keep their position. And that's all they pursue is their position. That's going to be what they will do is anyone who offers a way to make the system more efficient, they have to suppress them because it could cost them their livelihood. So the objective isn't for a better product or whatever. The objective is to make sure that we survive well and make a lot of money. And if we have to lie, cheat, and steal, to use Mike Pompeo's words, that's what we do. And with the interactions I had today, I knew it was there already with this group out of New Zealand, but it was abundantly clear again. And, you know, I wonder about my wife and my family. Would they be happier and more content if I, either today or obviously in the past, would have said, okay, I'm going to play the game. I'm going to lie, cheat, and steal. Because my family can make a lot of money and we can live comfortably. Seems that way. I won't. If that costs me everything in this world, obedience to Christ means something. I thought it meant something to my wife. My lady, there's no one in this world that I want more than you. I will not turn to another. It's you and you alone. And if it's not you, it's nobody. I love you.